America is joining the trend among Western nations to slide into secularism and unbelief. This downward spiral has impacted churches and Christian homes as well. 2/3 of children will leave the church after they leave home, and very few return. So what's missing in their lives? What can we do to stop the exodus and these times of great difficulty in the church? Through what Paul called a falling away from the faith, many churches and even denominations have abandoned the faith Jesus commanded them to pass on. 1 Timothy 4:1. I believe this is part of the times of difficulty the apostle spoke of in 2 Timothy 3:1-5, quote, "But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people." Close quote. And what was Paul's remedy for this coming epidemic of apostasy? Quote, "Stay true to the Word of God." 2 Timothy 3:14-17. Two words stand out in Paul's admonition to Pastor Timothy. The first is learned. Timothy had been taught the Scripture from childhood, faithfully passed down to him from his grandmother to his mother, and then finally to Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:1-5. That's three generations of faith, preserved and passed down. And now Timothy was doing the same thing with faithful men, who in turn were to teach others also. It was important for Paul that Timothy continue in the truths he had learned and come to embrace by faith. Many churches today are focused on using their church services and ministries for evangelistic purposes, often to the neglect of equipping believers. But the primary job of the organized church is to train followers of Christ, not reach the world. Ephesians 4:11 and following. Believers themselves are to be salt and light, reaching the lost with the gospel as they go into the world. Matthew 28:18-20. We have reversed this mandate, removing the stewardship of the individual Christian for evangelism and instead abdicating it to the corporate church. But the church's job is to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. Ephesians 4:12. We gather for edification and equipping and scatter into the world for evangelism. But when doing church for the purpose of attracting the unsaved is what drives Sunday morning services, the church has lost her way. This kind of Pauline discipleship learning is part of what's missing in Christian churches and homes today. We have the appearance of godliness, what Paul refers to as a form of godliness in 2 Timothy 3:5, but the supernatural power of this godliness is being denied because of a preoccupation with pleasing and entertaining self. 2 Timothy 3:1-4. In a church culture obsessed with consumerism and customer satisfaction, there is little room to think of others or giving your life away for the sake of another, perhaps younger, disciple. Many churches focus their energy on elaborate Sunday morning productions to attract people, instead of emphasizing the teaching of the Word and equipping God's people to answer the skeptical questions of our day. There is nothing wrong with music, drama, or technology, of course, but I'm talking about the main emphasis within the church. Sadly, many churches think entertainment is what the 20s generation wants, instead of giving them the answers they need to know so they can trust God's Word from the beginning. Personally, I've found the 20s generation to be hungry for answers. But the church also needs to be involved in training men to be husbands and fathers, and women to be wives and mothers. It has been wisely stated, quote, "You cannot impart what you do not possess." Close quote. If you haven't been taught, trained, discipled, and equipped, there's no chance you will do the same things for someone else. Consequently, most fathers haven't been taught to be the spiritual head by their church. Nevertheless, part of the church's role should be to teach and help fathers to be the spiritual heads of their homes.